And we had numerous sources for the obligation to honor a person's father-in-law or mother-in-law. And we might be able to deduce a nafkamina between the different possibilities in the following scenario. What would happen is a person obligated to honor their father-in-law after their wife, if their wife would pass away. If the wife passes away, so you're still obligated to honor her parents. So we saw last week that the Rambam's opinion was that the reason you have to honor your father-in-law is because you have a mitzvah to honor your wife. So therefore, if you have to honor your wife, if she's no longer there, you don't have a mitzvah to honor your wife, so there's no extension that would apply to a father-in-law. If, on the other hand, some of the other Rishonim suggest the reason why you have to honor a father-in-law is not an extension of honoring one's mother, but rather because the father-in-law has a din of av, as seen in various psukim, so that din of an av might apply even if the wife is no longer around. That's as far as a father-mother-in-law. Let's switch tracks. What about the mitzvah to honor a grandparent? Is there a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim to honor a grandfather or a grandmother? Certainly, there's a din of v'adayto p'nei zaken, if a grandfather would be over 70 years old, so that's a different halacha. We're not talking about that. We want to know, what about kibud av v'aim? So, this is the discussion. The Maharik, one of the Rishonim, is of the opinion that we have no source that tells us that you have to honor a grandparent. The Torah says, Kaber tzavich v'asimach, but it doesn't say anywhere you have to honor your grandparents. And three sources are brought to show why a person would not have to honor their grandfather, their grandparents, their grandfather. Number one, there is a... Gemara tells us that in the discussion of being ma'id, testifying for or against a relative. So there's an opinion that says that a person, a grandchild, is permitted to testify for or against his grandfather. So clearly, it seems that if we would assume b'nei banim harehim kebanim, that a grandchild is just like a son, you can't testify for your father, you can't testify for nor against your father, because you're a son. But why should that be different for a grandson? It must be that when we say banim harein ke, b'nei banim harein ke banim, it doesn't mean literally. It means for whatever certain things, not a general understanding, not a general application. Therefore, grandchildren, if they could testify against, for or against their grandfather or grandmother, that shows that they don't have a din of a parent. The grandparent doesn't have a din of a parent to the child. Rather, there's a step removed. That's one source. That one might not be obligated to honor a grandparent in the midst of kibud av v'aim. Another is a somewhat explicit Gemara. Gemara in Sota talks about a certain one of the Amoraim, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who raised his grandson in his home. I guess his son wasn't around. He raised his grandson in his home. At some point later, he asked his grandson, "Could you please do me a favor and get me Ashkayan Kosmaya? Could you get me a cup of water?" So what do you think the young whippersnapper responded? Amar lo, his grandson said, Lav baruch ana, I am not your son. I don't have to get you a cup of water. I'm not your son. If I was your son, I have a mitzvah kibud av, I'd have to. I'm not your son, I don't have to. Obviously, there must have been more going on. It's sure it wasn't just, the kind of chutzpah thing that we might hear nowadays, certainly. But either way, you see from that Gemara, clearly, at least according to this opinion, that grandson doesn't have the same obligation, or might not even have an obligation, to honor a grandfather. That's the second source. The third source, the final source, is a Gemara that talks about what would happen in the following situation. Let's say there's a fellow commits murder. But you know who he murders? He murders his own son. So now the question will be, could his other, let's say father has two sons, he kills one of them. Could the brother of the Nifter, could the brother of the Nirtzach be the Gol Hadam and kill his own father? That's the question. Could a son be a Gol Hadam and kill his own father? Sounds crazy, but if that were to happen, is it right? We're talking about killing Beshogeg. The father killed the son Beshogeg, could the living brother kill his own father? So the Gemara brings two opposing brises. Gemara says, we have a contradiction. Yes or no? No or yes? And the Gemara answers that it depends on the following. If, when one of the brises says that it's allowed, that's referring to the Goel Hadam is not the second son, but a grandson. If the son would be the Goel Hadam, that would not be okay. A son can't be a Goel Hadam to kill his father, because, of course, Rashi explains, Kibud Avaim. But a grandson would be able to kill his grandfather as a Goel Hadam. The grandson would be able to be a Goel Hadam, Rashi says, because there's no mitzvah of Kibud. So these are three sources that all indicate that a grandson would not have any obligation of Kibud Avaim towards his grandfather. Either way, it's a good thing to be mechabed people. We'll have to see, do we pass like this or not? That we'll see Bez Hashem tomorrow night. So then you have to figure out if not honoring a grandfather, is that a disrespect for the father or not? It depends, I guess it depends on the situation, right? In the same way we say the honoring a wife's father would be an extension of honoring your wife. Certainly honoring a grandfather would be an extension, right? But at least that's more of an extension of Kibud Avaim. The question is, does Kibud Avaim fundamentally apply to grandparents? So three proofs that we brought tonight are that they don't. Maybe we'll bring proofs otherwise tomorrow night, but that's Good evening, Rabosai. Last night, we spoke about something that people were very surprised about. We gave three reasons why there's no mitzvah to honor your grandparents, why there's no mitzvah to Kibud Avaim to grandparents, and we had three sources. That was last night. Tonight, we're going to do the exact opposite. We're going to explain why that's definitely not correct, and even though there were those who held that you're not obligated to be mechabed your grandparents, but which is the opinion of the Ma'arik that we talked about last night, but halach l'maisa, that is not, everything we said last night was not correct. So all the people who were here last night, Sunday night is always the biggest night for Mincha Ma'ariv, for the early Mincha Ma'ariv. So I have to apologize that there's some, not to you, but to all the people who were here last night, and they're at work somewhere today in the city, and they're assuming something that's totally wrong, l'halacha, because they only heard last night, and they're assuming there's no mitzvah to your grandparents. The poskim do not conclude that way. Again, that is an opinion, but we do not paskin that way. We paskin rather that there is a mitzvah to honor one's grandparents. What would be the source? Without going through last night's sources, why there wouldn't be, what would be a reason to assume that, yes, there would be a mitzvah to honor one's grandparents? So if we open up a chumash, we find two potential sources, two references at least, and one of them, interesting, both refer to Yaakov Avinu. Let's look at Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says when Yaakov is parting from Lavan and they're exchanging some very harsh words, and Yaakov tells Lavan that you tried to cheat me so many times, and it's only because Hashem protected me that I am who I am, and that you didn't wipe me out completely. In that conversation, Yaakov says to Lavan, Lulei Elokei Avi. Remember, we're talking about Yaakov speaking. So who's his father? His father's Yitzchak. His grandfather is Avram Avinu. Listen to the pasuk. Lulei, look at my fingers for a second. Lulei Elokei Avi, Elokei Avraham, V'pachad Yitzchak. Wait a second. Again, Lulei Elokei Avi, Elokei Avraham, V'pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is his father, Avram is his grandfather. So who's Lulei Elokei Avi? Says the Rabbeinu Bechai that Elokei Avi is also referring to Yitzchak. And he wanted to put a reference to Yitzchak first. He didn't want to just say Elokei Avraham, Pachad Yitzchak, because then he'd be putting Avram before Yitzchak, his father, and that wouldn't be right, because you have more of an obligation to honor your father than your grandfather. So he first wanted to say Elokei Avi, that refers to my father, meaning Yitzchak, then Elokei Avraham, and then again he repeated Pachad Yitzchak. So it ends up, says Rabbeinu Bechai, why did he start with that phrase Elokei Avi? Because he wants to honor his father more than his grandfather. Lashon Rabbeinu Bechai is that he has a mitzvah to honor his father more than his grandfather. Clearly, Rabbeinu Bechai is assuming, who says this in the positive, that there's a mitzvah to honor your grandfather. But of course, you have to honor your father more than your grandfather. So that's one, at least, understanding of Rabbeinu Bechai, how he learns the Pesukim, to show that there is some inyan to honor a grandfather. But what would be the source for that? What would be the source in the pasuk that clearly shows that there is a mitzvah? So this is the source that's cited is actually a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah also talking about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu brings a karban. Vayizbach zvachim. Who does he sacrifice his karban to? Leilokei Aviv Yitzchak. Why does it say Leilokei Aviv Yitzchak? Why not Leilokei Aviv, his grandfather Avram Avinu? The answer is obvious, because Yitzchak's his father, right? But listen to what the Medrash says. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, the reason why he sacrificed specifically to Aviv Yitzchak, not to Elokei Avram, which is a clearer way of saying Hashem, Shechayev Adam b'chvod Aviv, Yoser mikvod Zikno. What could it have said? Shechayev Adam b'chvod Aviv, Velo b'chvod Zikno. He doesn't have to honor his grandfather, he only has to honor his father. That's not what it says. It says you have a mitzvah to honor your father greater, more than your grandfather. So it's clear that this Medrash is teaching us that there is a mitzvah to honor a grandfather, albeit not as much as honoring one's father. And therefore, this Medrash would be a source that you do have to honor a grandfather. That's why Yaakovino, again, it's interesting that both of these sources relate to Yaakovino. I wonder why. But Yaakov, I guess even if your grandfather is, I'm not sure where to go with that, but both are regarding Yaakov, and you have to honor your father more, but your grandfather as well. Interesting, though, that the Shulchan Aruch, when he does quote the mitzvah to honor your father-in-law, which was last week's discussion, doesn't mention the obligation to honor your grandfather. Maybe you could say it's obvious, but I don't know if it's so obvious after all we just learned last night that there are those who say you don't have to honor your grandfather. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch holds you don't, but all the Achronim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, as sometimes happens. Yeah? Oh, very, very, very good. I was going to get to that either later or tomorrow, but you're making a very good point. If there is a mitzvah to honor your grandparents, what's the nature of that mitzvah? You're saying very good. So before what Rabbi Friedman said, perhaps we could say, there's a mitzvah to honor your grandparents because I'm the son of my father, I'm also the son of my grandfather, I'm his grandson, B'nei Banu Harein Kavanim, a line that we bantied about last night. So, if I'm my grandfather's son or grandson, so I have to mitzvah directly to honor my grandfather. Rabbi Friedman is suggesting something very different. Rabbi Friedman is saying, no, there's no direct link between you and your grandfather. You have nothing more than a mitzvah to honor your father. What emanates from that? What is an outgrowth, an extension of a mitzvah to honor your father? Well, to honor his father. But that's really a key of the way Rabbi Friedman is saying. It's really a key of honoring your father. And of course, your father would expect you to honor his father. But there's no mitzvah to honor your grandfather, Rabbi Friedman is suggesting. Maybe you're just honoring your father through honoring his father. That's what the Steichem, you become to the Steichem, and he does suggest, as you said. What? Right, exactly, it's Kibbutz. And that's why maybe it doesn't need to be passed in the Shulchan Aruch, because it's just part of Kibbutz. It doesn't need a separate, the same way we said last week, by a father-in-law, it could be that there was the Lashon of the Rambam was Mashmah, the reason why you have to honor your father-in-law is not because it's a mitzvah to honor your father-in-law, but rather it's a mitzvah to honor your wife, and an extension of honoring your wife is to honor her father. Very good svar. We are discussing Kibbutz Av V'Eim, specifically the mitzvah of honoring a grandparent, and last night we mentioned an opinion, that of the Gra, that to honor a grandparent might not apply to a mother's father, mother's parents. Might only apply to your father's parents, not to your mother's parents. Where that's from, that was last night. I would now like to present those who argue and say, no, the mitzvah to honor grandparents, that which the Ramah paskins, to honor grandparents as well, applies equally, not only to your father's parents, but to your mother's parents as well. And we're going to go through a number of sources in Shas that would indicate, that would prove this side of the coin, that there's a mitzvah to honor all of a person's grandparents, not just on his father's side. So there's a pasuk when Levi gets the bracha in at the end of Moshe's life in Vezos HaBracha, he gives Levi the Bracha, Ha'omer la'aviv u'l'imo lo re'isiv. Chazal explained the following, that it means the following, that if you remember, Levi had to, Levi was the only Shevet that didn't kill out, serve the Egel Hazav. And what did they have to do? They had to kill out those who did serve the Egel Hazav. So who are the people that they killed? Clearly not anybody who is from Shevet Levi, because no one in Shevet Levi sinned. Rather, as all of their people who are their family, not from their father, because that would be make the other person Levi, and therefore the other person didn't sin. Clearly it was people from his mother's family. Yet what does the Pasuk say? Ha'omer la'aviv ula'imo. Chazal understand that to mean, son, they have to tell the people that they're about to kill. That's the referring to the people la'aviv imo miYisrael, to somebody who's like his grandparents, his grandfather, his mother's father, could be from a different Shevet. Those are the people that he had to kill. He had to kill his own family through his mother's side. And yet, what does the pasuk call that? It calls people like his grandfather on his mother's side still aviv. You see from that, that a person, a grandparent, even through the mother's side, would still be considered a like a father, and therefore would have the halacha of kibbut avim, even if it would be through the father's side. Another source would be the following. A few weeks ago, we had Lavan, more than a few weeks ago, Lavan and Yaakov meet up as Yaakov runs away. And how does Lavan scold Yaakov? You're absconding with all of my family. Habanim banayv, habanos banosai, v'chol hatzon, ashatoro, lihem, something like that. You're running away with my children, with my son. Whose children were they? Lavan's daughter, Rachel and Leah, were married to Yaakov, and they had children that Yaakov ran away with. Those are the 12 Shvatim. So who is being referred to here? Habanos, Habanim Banayv, Habanos Banasai, those are really his grandchildren. Now what kind of grandchildren are they? There, well let's look at it from the grandchildren's perspective. Well who's Lavan, Teruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Zachar, and Zulun? It's their mother's father. And yet the Torah calls, at least from Lavan's mouth, is calling them Banai, Banosai. So therefore it's clear that a father son relationship exists even for the grandparent on the mother's side, right? Because Lavan was related to his grandchildren, the Shvatim, not through Yaakov, but through Rachel and Leah. So that would be another source in Chumash that we would see an indication that a grandparent, even to the mother's side, would, yes, be considered a grandparent regarding Kibbut Av Va'Em. There's a fascinating mice. I didn't have a chance to look at it carefully because it does need to be looked at. But apparently the Chasam Sofer wrote at a certain point, Messiah of Shulchan Aruch, that he was learning Torah once and his grandparent, I don't know which side or who or what, asked for something. And Chasam Sofer held that he doesn't have to respond because he was learning Torah and it wasn't his father or mother, rather it was his grandparent. Which brings us to the next point, that is, that the mitzvah of honoring grandparents, is it identical to the way we honor a parent? Or is it on a little bit of a lesser level? So there are Maimonides Chasam Sofer that he took it a step further. It's not just that if there's a clash between grandparents and parents, then you should follow the parents over the grandparents. No, it's more than that, says the Chasam Sofer. That the grandparent doesn't have the same level of kibbut at all as a regular parent, as a father or mother, so much so that if a grandparent asked and he was learning, and he was busy learning, I don't know if maybe he was incredibly deeply involved in a very delicate point, he couldn't stop, but at least in that case, and again, this is a little bit difficult to swallow, but that's what it seems the Chasam Sofer did right. We should be zocha to honor our parents, our grandparents, in good health for many years. Kaddish?